Well, folks, it's a beautiful day here in Russian River, and we're going to head down into the Russian River area. And, folks, I'm going to be discovering some new wineries here, and actually this is old turf for me, but this is going to be a very new experience for me. We are at Russian River Vineyards, and Giovanni Ballastieri here has come here, and I'm getting plenty of great wines here and a great stop here because a restaurant also here. Corks is here also. I have many nights I've spent here. This is a beautiful spot here in Russian River. Tell us about the winery and a little bit of your history and the restaurant.
Perfect. We purchased the place in 2008 in October. Everything was shut down at the time. We opened the restaurant in January of 09, named it Corks, and we pretty much hired our first chef and went on from there. I come from a farming background, nothing to do with the restaurant business, so we learned as we went.
This is a unique property here, and this is a perfect spot, and the Sonoma Coast has really come to the forefront here, and really exciting wines, and that is our first wine, the 2013 Sonoma Coast Chardonnay sitting in front of us here. Tell us about this wine and the fruit sort.
Yes, so this wine, this is the second wine that I've ever made. This is my first year as head winemaker at Russian River Vineyards. I've been assisting Anthony Austin for the last 5 years and known him since 2004. We've been making wine together ever since then. So he turned me on to this vineyard back in 2010. We received fruit from the grower then. 2011 was a rough crop, didn't have very much of it. 2012, he sold to another fella. In 2013, we finally got our hands back on the fruit. Beautiful vineyard on Chelena Valley Road in Petaluma. Sonoma Coast, it's really cool nights, windy, but nice warm days. It gives it a real clean, crisp acid, real bright fruit. To me, it's what the wine tastes like in the vineyard. Those grapes, it showcases what the wine is in the glass right now.
That's a perfect scenario, really, for Chardonnay, because if you're walking down a row and you take a couple grapes off, they are tasty, and the sugar's there, and the acid's there, and then all of a sudden, if you can convert that into the bottle, you have a winner.
Yep, and so what we did with this one, it's 100% stainless steel. It sees no oak. All the fermentation is done in tank. We picked it around October 10th, and we bottled it January 23rd.
Great vintage here, folks. We're going to pop the cork on this, and it's time for some great Chardonnay. And Chef is thinking about a dish to go with this. You're not hungry, are you?
I'm always hungry. Great wine and great food.
We head towards the Sonoma Coast here. We're in Northern California, and we are in Russian River this week. And it is March. It is a beautiful time of the year as far as I'm concerned. I love a little bit of rain. I also love the off months for wine areas and wine regions because there's a little bit less traffic coming through the area. And we are at Corks Restaurant today, and Chef Ruben Gomez is sitting with me and some Dayboat scallops in front of him. Wow. This is going to be a great match. I've already started.
Yeah, these are great. I love these golf ball-sized scallops. We give them this beautiful golden brown. We serve them with a really nice brown butter sauce, which has a beautiful, slow, roasted flavor, this nuttiness to it. It has a little bit of lemon juice. It's topped with this beautiful green apple gremolata, which has roasted Fuji apples, a little bit of thyme, some roasted garlic, some lemon zest. It really goes really quite naturally. I mean, it's funny how some pairings come about. This one, it just sort of popped up, and I've loved it ever since. One of the things that makes me really happy is that we serve it over a little bed of beans from our own garden that we grow here. We top it with a little bunch of pea sprouts here and a little olive oil. I'm going to have a hard time sharing on this one.
The waiter's right here, so I'm going to order another order of this before we go on. This is beautiful, and this is something that we're going to enjoy with these white wines. I might cross over and do the Pinot with this, too.
Yeah, no, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's go. I'm
with you. It's time for great food and wine here, folks, and you are listening to Have Wine Will Travel in the Adventures of Dr. Vino. This is an adventure indeed, Chef.
Absolutely. It's been great having you here, Doc. Thank you so much.